ओके नेक्स्ट पामोप्लांटर सिंड्रोमिक फॉर्म्स में वी हैव अ टाइप ऑफ अ पामोप्लांटर केराटोडर्मा सिंड्रोमिक फॉर्म वेयर द पामोप्लांटर केराटोडर्मा इज कंबाइंड विद ऑफ्थल्मोलॉजिकल मैनिफेस्टेशंस. सो इट इज़ नोन एज ऑक्युलोक्यूटेनियस टायरोसिनेमिया और टायरोसिनेमिया टाइप टू. सो दे विल बी अ कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ द पेनफुल पामोप्लांटर केराटोडर्मा corneal ulcers and they'll be the herpetiform painful corneal ulcers and progressive mental impairment. So this syndrome is a triad of three manifestations: painful palmoplantar keratoderma, corneal ulcers, and mental impairment. It is inherited at autosomal recessive trait, and the mutation is the TAT gene, which encodes for the tyrosine amino transferase, which is involved in the transfer and the degradation of the tyrosine amino acid. So as a result, there will be accumulation of the tyrosine, and which will produce its clinical manifestation in the form of the syndrome. Ultrastructure analysis will show there will be clumping of the donor filaments, and there will be globoid keratohyaline granules because of the excessive amount of intracellular tyrosine. Clinically, the child will manifest within the first year of life, presenting with a photophobia and corneal ulcers. A year or two later, erythematous crust or hyperkeratosis develop at the palms and the soles. Beginning at the with the sole mainly, there will be erythematous hyperkeratotic area on the sole, which will be painful and make the child to walk on the toes. Later on, gross keratoderma may develop, but patchy hyperkeratosis or yellow-white papules may also be present. Unless treated correctly, it will progress to develop mental impairment, which will progressively worsen and end in death of the patient. In the investigation, the tyrosine levels will be elevated not only in the plasma, but the increased level of the tyrosine can also be seen in the urine. Besides this, slit lamp examination of the eyes will show deposition of the tyrosine crystals in the ocular lesion. On histopathological evaluation, there will be orthohyperkeratosis, acanthosis, and thickening of the granular layer. In the management, we need to, our main aim of the treatment will be to reduce the tyrosine levels. We will reduce the diet containing the tyrosine. In order to prevent the deficiency of the essential amino acids, we will keep give the supplements which are free of tyrosine and contain the essential neutral amino acids like phenylalanine. So the main aim of our treatment to reduce the tyrosine levels below the 600 micromoles per liter. Early initiation of the treatment will benefit us with a prompt improvement of the ocular and the cutaneous manifestations and prevention of the development of mental impairment and mental retardation.